Madam Chair, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. As one of the smallest nations of the conference, plus its location in the vast South Pacific Ocean, it is only befitting that the speaking time allocated for the Oceanic Kingdom of Tonga should be proportionally much, much less than 5 minutes. Hence my immense gratitude for the given opportunity to present the national statement for Tonga. Strangely enough, our geographical isolation has always been our comfort. Our buffer protection zone between the islands of Tonga, but also between Tonga and the rest of the world. But in this day and age of globalization and its interconnectivity, speed of communication, travel and trade has proven to be not the case. The nutrition issues and problems reported from the developing countries of the world, of obesity, malnutrition, etc., can be easily found in the Kingdom of Tonga. The double burden of overnutrition and undernutrition and its health impacts is massive for Tonga. In 2004, the WHO STEP survey reported that the prevalence of obesity and high blood pressure in the adult population of Tonga is relatively very high. 77% for women and 61% for men for obesity, and for high blood pressure, it's about 20% for women and 27% for men. In addition, the prevalence of adults consuming less than 5 servings of fruits and vegetables per day is also very high, 68% for women and 71% for men. Similarly, the prevalence of physically inactive adults is also very high for Tonga, about 50% for women and 35% for men. The consequences of this lethal combination of these high-risk factors for health is indicated by the increased prevalence of diabetes in Tonga, from 7% in 1973 to 18% in 2004. And I'm quite confident it will be more than 20% by next year. In 2011, the WHO Burden of Disease study revealed that the main cause of death in Tonga is due to non-communicable diseases, estimated to be about 79%. That is about 4 in 5 deaths is due to NCD. And the age group of the dying is creeping slowly into the younger generation. In terms of malnutrition, the prevalence of anemia in children and female population of Tonga was also found to be relatively high, 11% for children and 37% for women. And the main cause of both the under and overnutrition in Tonga is the increasing shift of diet from the traditional food to imported food. From the traditional foods that are low in energy, sufficient in vitamins, minerals and fiber, to the imported foods that are high in energy and fat, but low in vitamins, minerals and fiber. The highest statistical data shows that the trend of food imported to Tonga increased from year to year. Therefore, the impact of the double burden of nutrition in Tonga is huge, from the big financial drain on imported foods, the increased medical cost, to the loss of human potential, but also to the loss of human lives. In addition to the conference in 1992 and the World Food Summit in 1996 and 2009, Tonga participated in the Pacific Food Summit in 2010. And finally convened a national food summit in 2011. As a result, the Ministry of Health, in partnership with other ministries, civil societies, and communal groups is leading the multisectoral fight against the adverse health impacts of the double burden of nutrition. It has legislated an increased tax on imported unhealthy food products to reduce its affordability and accessibility. The Ministry of Agriculture has aligned its drive in agriculture to promote the increased production of fisheries, livestock, vegetables and fruits, hence to increase the availability of local healthy food. Its new food legislation is mandated to assure the safety and quality of both local and imported food trades. But especially with the Codex Alimentarius food standards, guidelines, and recommended codes of practice as its default. The Ministry of Internal Affairs, in increasing national sport competitions for women and youth. As a result, the WHO Step Surveillance Report found that the people of Tonga are now eating more fruits and vegetables, are more physically active, and the obesity prevalence is going down a little bit. This is indeed a promising sign that Tonga is on the right track against this elusive and formidable opponent called nutrition. Finally, Madam Chair, Tonga expresses its sincere appreciation and applaud the FAO and the WHO for the perfect timing of the second International Conference on Nutrition. On behalf of Tonga, I hereby pledge our full support for the adoption of the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework of Actions. The declaration will widen and consolidate our drive on nutrition, not only to be nationally inclusive, but also to be nationally sustainable. It will provide assurance of the continuity of the current momentum to the post-2015 Millennium Development Goals. The Rome Declaration will be, Madam Chair and distinguished delegates, a guiding light of hope, not only for the people of Tonga, but also for its future generation. Thank you, Chair.